Thank you very much for this opportunity and the floor for explaining what we have done in the past years from the Freshwater Fisheries Research Center, we also call the FFRC. All the efforts which we have made as a part of the contributions to NACA achievements, to NACA success. So we feel also very pleased to explain what we have done in the past years. Now, major field I'm going to report is the research, extension, and the training programs. And also, it's a very important thing to get the expecting further cooperations under the NACA framework for the future activities. The training program, the research programs, this is what we have done in the, this is a general from the last year to 15. The total research fund, we say, is huge. It's 1.100 million. Yeah, that is is about 16 million US dollars as research fund. Right now, the research arriving at the account, is about 4 point something million US dollars that is at the FFRC. You know. Most of the projects, because it is a long-term project, most of these projects are still going on. This year, at the beginning, we have 88 new research projects. From this point, we can see that quite many people in the research sectors are very busily scheduled, busily engaged for all this research coming from the different sectors or different ministries of the Chinese government. For the research programs over here, so I'd like to just show some highlights of this few projects which has been going on. One is that the national technology systems for the conventional freshwater fish industries. The second is the national technology system for the tilapia industries. Why I should say this is together? Because in China, we have five research projects that is from the national government or for the fisheries. Two of these is for the conventional freshwater fish, that is the carps, the main is the Chinese carps, which is concentrated on the seven fish species. And this is distributed in China for the 25 stations, almost covering about 30 provinces. So FFRC as a leading institution and a chief scientist all in FFRC. The second is the tilapia industries. That is a little bit smaller, but it covers about the four provinces in China. That's in the tropical and the subtropical areas. So this is the point. We say that this tilapia industries in China is the most successful industries in China, because this thing is not only has a prosperous and a good industries over there, but also it's also one of the main sources for the exportations, for the exportation. So we got this information that is a world production of tilapia is about 2.8 million, but China is about 1.3 million tons. So this is a huge production. So it's about 50% of the world production from China. As I say, just the five programs, others like the turbot, shrimp, and the mollusk. So in whole China, about five national projects for fisheries. But FFRC right now has undertaken two of these fisheries projects. So we say this really rely quite a lot on the research team, their efforts. The second, and this shows the tilapia area. We have new strains, which is called Shao tilapia number one. So this is mainly producing this quality strains and stocks that providing for the farmers, providing for the stations, providing for seed productions, for seed production. So here the slide shows this, all these things is the expertise to evaluate the impact and the effectiveness of these things for the evaluations. Another research program is highlight for the comprehensive labs, that is covering about the nine research stations in the whole country. But this is mainly for the research activities. Dr. Xu Pao is is a chief scientist for this project. This project was initiated in 2011. It was started in November last year. So it is mainly by aim at the utilizations and genetic breeding of the freshwater fisheries resources, environmental rehabilitations, manipulations, and biosecurity, agriculture, auditions, even biodiversity conservations and development. So it covers mainly focus on the research aspect. And then another thing is that the fingerprints of the fish otoliths providing the basic information for the fish migrations. We have this special lab that is understanding the fish migrating and can trace back where the fish comes from, where these products coming from. This is not only for the fish itself for migrations, but at the same time we can trace back all this food quality. Now, quality problems. You see, if you find the aquatic products coming from that particular areas, we can find the environment whether it is suitable or sound for the environmental for aquaculture purposes. And then the number six is the sea production of the prawn, the river prawn. So this one we have got an award from the Chinese government that is the number one prize from the National Award for the Science and Technology Programs. We call this one is Tehu number one because this prawn was successfully bred as a new strain in this center. Number seven is a great achievement of the Hydropsis commangii. This one is for freshwater mussel, mainly for pearl productions. We have sent some about 10 years ago, I think the last decade, we sent our expertise to the Bangladesh. I don't know whether the delegate from Bangladesh could have this information. Actually, we send these people to this country and to help this to the inoculations, transplanting of the mussels like that. So now we have new ideas for this thing. One is the green color, the other is the yellow color. We find out because this is not accidentally by this color, but actually it is a gene expressions. We find this the yellow one is grows faster, but it also helps the good productions of the pearl product. Pose now itself. Another is it's a common carp new strains that we produced from FFRC. This is a common carp was recognized as a new strain by the Ministry of Agriculture. Here there's also what we call that is a certificate that is issued by the Ministry of Agriculture. And this is the common carp we have produced. And the last year, we have covered about 10 provinces that is in the northern part of the China, because this is only as a larger scales of the production. Production of this is about 10 million tons of all this for the common carp itself as a union species. So this is due to our great research efforts and achievements. So we got this national different levels of the awards, prize coming from the ministries, provincial and the municipals, even the Chinese Academy of Fisheries Sciences. Right now, the last year we have produced from the research sectors, we have produced 121 papers with two books for the subject matters, not for subject matter, and 10 for SCI, which is a high value quality. We also produced about 80 items for the patents, that is invented, now coming from the research. Now, due to the great research projects, so we also enroll the new staff members. So right now, the staff size expansion is also okay. So this is the shows the when are enrolled, which is a have a news that is released from the FFRC website for inviting all these PhD people who have got the good the knowledge, information background that can join our the team. We also invited the foreign expertise that can work with us, that is paid by the either the research projects or the FFRC or even the, by the minister, by the government. We also invited this expertise. The extension. These extension activities, we can divide into two things. One is the national activities. So this first picture, we showed, slide shows this working with the farmers. So the FFRC has a technical background with these farms and transfer the technology there. So this one, get what we, and then this, in the meantime, we offered the training programs to the what we call that the remote areas, the Xinjiang areas. For we provided the training for the 39 trainees from Xinjiang Autonomous Region from Urumqi. So which is there will be a FAO scoping meeting in the northern west part of China, mainly for the agricultural technologies. So from this point, we can see that actually China has a vast the range of the agriculture areas, from the tropical areas even to the coast cold water areas. So this is jointly work together, extending our technologies to the farmers in different scopes. This shows the FFRC staff now is sending the experts to the rural areas when extreme weather conditions. So last year in June, so we suffered in the central part of China, we suffered quite a lot from the heavy drought. Anti-dry team was sent there to work with the farmers, produce the guide, the manual guide to teach the farmers, to guide the farmers to when the water is less, how to operate the fish farm. And this is also put it in the website for the Ministry of Agriculture, for the farmers to note it down, for the extension people to download as a guide. So FFRC is also sending what we call the manuscript guide, the technical leaflet that is sending to the farmers. This is international activities. Some of these programs, I would say that last this October, we FFRC is sending at its own expenses to SPC in NADI to participate in the program, so that we can at least to explain ourselves what we can provide, and what information can be matched. Also, right now, we also have the good collaborations with the Caucasus and the Central Asian countries. Central Asian countries like Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, all these countries. We try to extend our technologies with these people. This slide shows the download on the left side is our expertise to South Africa. For technical consultations, and then let's come to see and there's the training programs. There's training programs and education programs in 2000. Last year we have 230 participants for training in Wuxi. So actually, this is a very huge number of the people over there. We not only the project is not coming from the Ministry of Commerce, Ministry of Agriculture in China, but also we have a bilateral relations with the Bangladesh, even with the Indonesians. So this training program covers training courses on agriculture, training courses for let's say seminars. Now the seminars is mainly for the fisheries officials. We can work together for sharing the experience. We have ad hoc, what we call the request according to the program we have, now, as also as a tailor-made. Education activities. So this reminds me again, as Mr. Yang mentioned yesterday, about the education programs in NACA activities. This is our intention, join together, cooperate in the same programs, cooperate into each other, so that FFRC can undertake your NACA programs if we can reach some sort of agreement. Because in the past, we have only the national students for PhD and MSc or even the bachelor, BSc like this thing. But we are now offering this PhD, MSc programs for international students. So now we have these three students coming from on the right side over there is from Eritrea. The second is, this one is for the MSc. And then the one in the center from Sierra Leone, he's for a PhD. His advisor is Dr. Shupa. Dr. Shupa. Another lady is from the South Africa. But now this is just the trial. It's a joint program with the Nanjing Agricultural University. So we offer these programs. These three students were fully sponsored by FFRC. It's not brought from somebody else. But we are now trying to expand these programs through the Ministry of Agriculture and the Ministry of Education in China. I hope that when we return back to China, I think this is a program for the next year or even for 2012. I think this could be a good expansion. If NACA has these programs, of course, at least one or two in a year, I think this is also for contributions from FFRC to NACA. Now, FFRC to NACA. These are cooperations with NGOs and their bilateral relations. So, MOU signed between the FFRC and FIRA, FL programs, FL in Rome. Dr. Shiba last year went to Rome to sign the agreement. Right now, we are actually to work together with FL, and FL send regularly to send the participants to our place for training. Now, our place right now is also one of the five bases in China for FL, the extensions. Now, here is another two gentlemen over here with Dr. Chipao, the other is Dr. Robert Toledo. Really, these two brothers now working very closely. We really appreciate these efforts that made by these two institutions benefiting the staff members. So we also have a very high appreciation for Dr. Robert Toledo, who have good collaborations with FFRC. When he visit and sign agreement with us, and this is the our staff members that is sent into AQD for the training programs and also for short-term exchanges and working together, and then the visits from the ministers. And last year, we have the Namibia president. The Namibia the ministers. I think most of us may know this gentleman. And then this Nigeria. The ministers also come to visit, and they were expected to have these collaborations with FFRC to offer these training programs. Invite the speakers. So this is just an example coming from Sri Lanka, from the universities. So come to for the joint, they come to share the experiences and also learn how to. He's coming just for the pearl productions. Now hydrops is coming joint. That is the one we have. The important thing I like to mention is the certifications of ISO 9001. So this FFRC now has formulated this program, has been certified with this item. So it's called the International Standard Organizations. So in this training component particularly, so we have this being issued with a certificate. So this certificate, that means that we are going to follow the standard, internationally standard the procedures to operate these programs, to operate the training programs. So this is, I think this it's a software, construction. We know this standardizations from the beginning to the, how to operate these trainings. So we understand that under this framework, the people to follow this strict the requirements and the criteria to work with the international standardizations. Then expecting the cooperations with the NACA, this is just the comments and the suggestions. What is the full use of the NACA as a platform to show its strength in the international collaborations? Because this in the past we have this this is like the curve. In the past there's a certain a great achievements before, but now we are expecting to have a further the successes, the achievements that have been gained as in the future time. Now, the second is they could effectively develop the annual guide for the research proposals. This proposal actually for us, we just to see either for the international programs or institutions to apply with the other countries like the Western EU or the other the institution that could offer this kind of jointly to work together. And the other NGOs, or for the national ones, because could help the people to find the right way to work with, right directions. And then it's clear to say number three is the standardizations of the production, because due to the international exchanges and bilateral exchanges. All the products were sending transboundaries. So what we think that NACA could help to develop sort of certifications or the product guidelines to help these member countries to send the products without to a certain standard for the exchanges and for trading purposes. So we see that in Guangxi in China is the border areas of Vietnam or the other countries in China, at least the southwest part, that could have good collaborations by sending these products together. So exchanges to share these products and for trading purposes, And each regional center has full potential and rich resources and training. We share this experience and participation for the research projects. So what I say just now is we can invite the people from the other countries to work with the FFRC, and the FFRC could also have sort of research resources to work with you, so that is kind of share for these research steps. And then this last one is we are expecting to have the expertise rostrums for different fields of even a species, the fisheries, fish, carps, or even the catfish like shrimps also. But at the same time, we can also have so as soon as we need a special expertise from that particular field, so we can apply from NACA. NACA could give us this sort of information that can be directly and immediately get these resources. The personnel and resources, so that these member countries could really get right benefits. Thank you very much for all this. Thank you. Intention.